From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled Judgment Inescapable for Condemned Sinners, part of the series of studies in the Book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First of all, we invite you to listen to this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection, Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional bears the title, Mercy to the Undeserving. The text is Psalm 32 and verse 10. He that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. O fair reward of trust, my Lord, grant it me to the full. The truster above all men feels himself to be a sinner, and lo, mercy is prepared for him. He knows himself to have no deservings, but mercy comes in and keeps house for him on a liberal scale. O Lord, give me this mercy, even as I trust in thee. Observe, my soul, what a bodyguard thou hast. As a prince is compassed about with soldiery, so art thou compassed about with mercy. Before and behind, and on all sides, ride these mounted guards of grace. We dwell in the center of the system of mercy, for we dwell in Christ Jesus. O my soul, what an atmosphere dost thou breathe! As the air surrounds thee, even so does the mercy of thy Lord. To the wicked there are many sorrows, but to thee there are so many mercies that thy sorrows are not worth mentioning. David says, Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. In obedience to this precept, my heart shall triumph in God, and I will tell out my gladness. As thou hast compassed me with mercy, I will also compass thine altars, O my God, with songs of thanksgiving.
I can see.
One of the chief characteristics of the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century was the preeminent place given to the Bible. The Reformers' motto was, "The Bible alone, the religion of the Protestants." Men such as Martin Luther and John Knox insisted that the Holy Scriptures contain everything necessary for Christian faith and practice. It is important for believers in the 21st century to understand the central significance of the Bible in daily living and in the battle for spiritual truth. Let the Bible Speak is making available free of charge a booklet called The Bible and the Protestant Reformation, published by the Trinitarian Bible Society. To obtain your copy, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, you may simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of The Bible and the Protestant Reformation, and we'll be delighted to provide it.
Thank you.
From Joshua chapter 10, verses 16 through 27, Dr. Cairns is dealing with the five heathen kings who had fought against Israel, but then, when defeat was inevitable, hid themselves in a cave seeking escape. But when the battle ended, Joshua found them and they were put to death. Dr. Cairns has been drawing some very sobering lessons regarding those who think they can escape the judgment of God. Like those kings, sinners flee to what the Bible calls a refuge of lies, trying to convince themselves that God will not judge them for their wickedness. There are a number of so-called refuges to which the ungodly flee, such as infidelity, an attempt to deny the reality of God and judgment. Some turn to a worldly preoccupation to try to blot out God's voice. Some seek Christless religion in an effort to convince themselves that they're all right. Perhaps the most frequently used refuge is procrastination. But God will sweep away every refuge of lies. In the end, the kings had to meet Joshua, as every unrepentant sinner will have to face God's judgment. The only answer is to come to Christ. Now to conclude this message, judgment inescapable for condemned sinners, here is Dr. Cairns.
The most crowded cave in all the Makitas of this world is the one called procrastination. Not today. I'll get saved by and by. I look into that cave and I see Felix there, trembling under the effect of gospel preaching, with his conscience stirred, knowing what he ought to do. He says, when I have a convenient season, I'll call for you again, preacher. I believe that was the last time God ever spoke to Felix. He put it off. And he put it off forever. What a refuge of lies. I believe we have people here this morning. You don't intend to go to hell. You don't intend to be brought down in the judgment. In your heart, you know that God is. Jesus Christ is His Son. He died the just for the unjust. He rose again physically the third day from the dead. He ever lives to make intercession for His people. He's able to save. He's willing to save. He calls you to Himself. You know that. You believe it with your head. But not now. Not now. Some other time, when I'm a little older, when I've done a few things I have in mind, not now. Procrastination is not only the thief of time, it is one of the greatest dammers of souls in the world. Some of you are hovering on the borderland of God's eternity saying, preacher, I'll get saved by and by. But God says it's a refuge of lies, and the heel will sweep it away. I would to God that sinners would recognize how dangerous it is to trifle with the gospel. Remember a Saturday afternoon many years ago in a little town in the county down coast in Northern Ireland. We had gone for our annual Sunday school outing. The three of us young fellows who had Sunday school classes, we had been down to the hall where the meal was being served, and we had done our jobs there and cleaned up after the kids, and we had a few minutes left to ourselves. We were walking up the street. coming along, there was a young man. Each of us knew him a little. One of us knew him rather well. In fact, quite recently, he had been speaking to that young man about his soul. He believed it all, but he wasn't interested quite then. That Saturday afternoon, once again, we met with him, had a few words with him, but he wasn't interested in hearing about the gospel. That was Saturday. 21 years old. The next Friday, that young man was in God's eternity. And I don't think any of the three of us have ever forgotten that day. I don't think we ever will. To think that there is a young fellow who believed that life was before him. He believed the gospel as far as factual information went. But he could never get beyond this. Not today. Too many things to do, too many places to go, too many friendships to cultivate, too many pleasures to indulge. Not today. I don't think I'd be going too far to say that that was the last time he ever had a Christian witness to him. The last time he went into the refuge of life. God swept it away. The final thing I must say is this. These kings were not only condemned for their sin, they not only foolishly sought to escape the judgment by fight and flight, they not only foolishly hid in a false refuge, but the end of it all, they had to meet Joshua when he came to execute judgment. And come he did. For a time in the cave, they might have hoped he wouldn't come. But he did come. How much more true is this of the greater Joshua? He's coming back again. The first time he came was in deep humility. The second time will be in glorious majesty. The first time he came seeking sinners to save them. The second time he comes in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they'll punish them, says Paul, with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Joshua, our Jesus, is coming back again. And let me tell you, there'll be no hiding in that day. John foresaw that day in Revelation 6, and he says, the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and rocks and mountains, and they said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? But Mount Everest itself could not hide one sinner from the returning Christ. Listen, my friend, you will meet with Christ. You will face Him. in the judgment of God. Delay in judgment affords you no hope of finally escaping the last judgment. There is only one way of escape. It is the refuge that God has provided. In fact, it's much more than a way of escape. It's a way of life. It's a way of salvation. Jesus said, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life." The prophet Isaiah spoke of this in the 32nd chapter of his prophecy. He spoke of Christ in these words in verse 2, "A man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, and the shadow of a great rock in a weary land." The invitation of the gospel today is to come out of the refuge of lies and enter into the refuge of truth. To come out from the refuge of lies into Christ. To enter into Him as He said, "Repent and believe the gospel. For except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Judgment is inescapable for condemned sinners. But listen, that judgment is impossible for penitent sinners. What then will you do with Jesus? He advances not with an army to destroy you, but He advances with the gospel to save you. What will be your response to the advance of God's greater Joshua? As He confronts you today, what will be your response? Will you run from Him? Will you fight Him? Will you seek a refuge of lies and bind yourself up to the judgment of His wrath? Or today, will you come and prostrate yourself before Him, own Him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, acknowledge Him to be God and Savior, call upon Him to be your hiding place, your covert from the tempest of the wrath of God, the shadow that you need, as of a great rock in a weary land? There's time to repent and believe the gospel today. Don't waste that time. Don't throw it away waiting for another time. For that other time may never come. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we ask Thee to bless Thy word today. We freely confess that all the words of all the preachers in all the world could never bring a sinner to repentance, could never create faith in a faithless heart, or a willingness to have Christ in an unwilling soul. O blessed Holy Spirit of God, we confess that this is Thy work, and we pray Thee earnestly today that Thou wilt do it for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ and the glory of our Father. We pray that even now in the stillness of this meeting, Thou wilt speak to men and women and young people. Lord, Thou dost know those who have been fighting Thy Joshua, our dear Savior Jesus Christ. Thou dost know those who have been fleeing from Him. Thou dost know those who have entered into a refuge of lies. Gracious God, have mercy. Bring them out for salvation and not for judgment. God, have mercy today. God, have mercy. We pray that thou wilt even now bring the lost to Christ. Give fruit for the preached word. Let not one lost soul go out of this meeting still lost and rejecting Christ. God brings sinners to the Savior. Part us now with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom. Be our abiding portion now and until our Savior either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.